Should Cynthia shut her date down with her friend before it even happens? Can you do it without ruining the friendship? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some of this group therapy I keep hearing about. LOL. Words getting around.
Words getting around. We've only been doing this bit for 10 years.
Years and years. Maybe I'm overthinking this, but I need help figuring out if I accidentally slipped into a date.
Mm.
One of my guy friends, like someone I've known for years, mm-hmm. asked me to go out to dinner this weekend.
Okay.
Now, normally that wouldn't be weird.
Right.
But this time it suddenly feels very date-ish.
Okay.
He insisted on picking me up.
Okay.
It's a pretty nice restaurant.
Yep.
The whole vibe just seems different.
Okay.
So here's the problem. I don't like him like that.
Mm.
Like, at all. I love our friendship exactly how it is, but now I'm panicking that I somehow got backdoored into dating someone without realizing it.
Listen, I was going to let that go.
Okay. That was just ha ha ha. So what I need to know is, how do I gently get out of this without hurting his feelings or ruining the friendship? Do I shut it down before we even go? Do I go, but make it super clear it's just as friends? I have no idea how to navigate this.
Part of me is just like, okay, see, I am clouded by my past.
Mm, and that it worked out to a magical marriage.
Well.
So you're like, just go. Keep an open mind.
No. I'm even, okay, so the two times that I tried to go from friends to more, one time did not work out.
And then you faded out of each other's lives.
Yes. And then one time did.
Magical marriage.
And we wound up getting married. So I feel like I would take expectations out of it. Like,
sure.
Like, do you know that he, you said it feels date-ish.
Yes.
But do you know that's his intentions?
Well, he's picking her up and they're going to a nice restaurant. That's typically not your now, let's hang out with a buddy kind of a vibe.
Sure. But if you go Dutch at the restaurant, if the bill comes and he's like, it's two. Then you're like, okay.
All right.
Or,
but it sounds like, though, like she says she doesn't like him like that at all.
Wow.
So
very final.
Absolutely not ever going to kiss his face.
Oh, that's tough.
That didn't even show like he's kind of cute. I've always thought he's mildly attractive. Whatever. I don't like him like that at all. Shut it down.
Get a couple drinks in you.
Oh wow. Listen, when the lines can get blurry.
I know. That's
if
what I'm
she
saying.
She knows.
She
now.
Thinks she knows.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm rooting for it.
You're like, but do you really know that you don't like
don't
him? Or is it just, yeah, I'm trying to look at him like that?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But anyways, that's just me. 502-795-1997. What's the worst that could happen?
Just go and play dumb. Okay, like you don't think it's different.
Think extremes. What's the worst that could happen?
You go and have an amazing meal and
yes.
you have to pay for it.
Right. Or you go and have an amazing meal, he pays for it, and then you wind up
and
hooking up.
And puts the moves on you.
And then you wind up hooking
and
up.
And then it's weird.
Either way, you have fun.
And you're like, why did you do that? I don't like it like that. And then you never talk to each other again.
Oh my
gosh.
There's
a couple different ways it could play out.
All right. Hang on a second. Let's pause this right now. We'll take some of your stories of how this either worked out great.
Oh. Do we need to hear that, though? Because
or
I feel
it
like
didn't.
She knows it's not going to go to a relationship plan. She said, I don't like it like that at all.
Kelly. All right. We need to pause for a hot second. Kimberly's even texting me saying to stop talking. All right, 502-795-1997. And we'll take some of your stories coming up. So Cynthia's all worked up about this date request from a guy friend of hers.
Yeah, she's nervous that he's thinking it's a date. She doesn't like him like that at all.
It's 99.7 DJX.
And Ben's over here like, well, the best relationships can start from friendships. Has she ever thought about
that
it?
That is true, Kelly. I have two examples of that. One didn't work out. One is my wife.
Okay.
So I am a firm believer.
Oh, gosh. But she's saying at all. I don't look at him like that.
I know. All I was saying is that sometimes you go out, you know, you have some drinky drinks, you know, a couple cocktails, and you're, when you're a little looser, real feelings come out.
Or are they real? Or then you're just kind of like, you get drunk enough to where you start thinking they're cute?
Listen, the example that I gave with my wife, I was not her type.
Oh, okay. So
I was not her type.
Did you win her over with your wit?
My wit and personality.
Your wit and personality. What was your first move that you remembered where you tried to start to test the waters of if she'd be open to looking at you differently?
I threw her out in the snow.
Oh, little playfulness.
Yeah.
Playful touching. Like toss her in the snow, see if she thinks it's funny.
And there was a look that she gave me and a look I gave her, and I was like, oh.
Hers was, I want to murder him. His is, she's hot when she's mad.
Like, she's cute when she's mad.
Listen, Holly says, I'm kind of with Ben on this one.
Uh-huh.
My late husband and I started out as friends. But I mean, is it a restaurant she wants to try? Maybe he's trying it in case it's for a future date with someone else and thought bringing a friend to try it out first might be good. Communication's key.
Ooh,
just
like that.
Be honest with him. I think that's really, really good too. Sean says the guy might not even be considering it a date.
Right.
I've apparently gone out with female friends a lot back in the day and they thought they were dates.
Oh.
But I just wanted some good food or to see a movie.
Yeah.
I would ask him before she goes if it's a date.
Hey, so how dressed up do I have to be for this? Is this like date sort of thing? Because I thought we were just friends. I don't know. I think you should don't not go.
Right.
Like, I want you to go because I think you'll have
good. Go.
Yes, because I think you'll have fun.
Yes. And he's your bud. So, you know, that right there, you got that basis. Lisa, the love consultant, says the only way to get out of this is to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel what you don't feel. He deserves to know where you stand. He doesn't need to spend time on someone who doesn't feel the same. It may be awkward for a little while, but I think he'll respect it once he sees the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes. Now, are we making assumptions before we go? And having that talk, I think we just show up.
Just go see where the night
act
takes
normal,
you.
Like you would
yes.
every other time. Like, don't go into it with a pretext.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's your friend. I think you're overthinking right. it. I do think yes. you're overthinking it.
Yeah. Now, if he starts to.
Like, if he throws you out
vibes,
in the snow.
If he throws you out in the snow,
and then you get a look.
That might be his power move.
And then he gets a look.
Yes.
All of a sudden is like, oh.
Yeah. And then if he does try to start to toss out vibes or start to get flirty and you don't want to go there, then that's when you can shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Stop.
Stop.
And just be like cool about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially if he's going to try to like make a move, you know, he's
right.
been thinking about it for a long time.
And then look for a hot waiter and start flirting with the hot waiter.
Okay, that's just, no, don't do that.
I'm kidding.
Don't do that. Okay.
I'm kidding. Just
all
go,
right.
have fun with your friend. If he starts to get flirty, yep. that's when you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
So do it this weekend. I don't know if the date is this weekend or not, but if it's this weekend... Then go and let's check it back in with you
also
on Monday.
Also, let us know which restaurants so that we can go get a corner booth, put up the menus, and peek around them.
That's right.
Just kind of watch. I just want to see it go down.
That's all I want to see. That's all I want to see it go down. Got a message from Jennifer who said, wait, Ben almost broke up during his proposal? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Sounds to me like you need the group therapy. We all need to hear your story. Jennifer, that's for another time. It was an April Fool's joke. Don't worry.
It was an April Fool's joke. Written on one
all right.
of the pictures.
All right. That's it.
It's a genius that's idea in theory.
I'll break up with you. April Fool's, just kidding. Will you marry me? That's what it was. That's all it was. All right.
He doesn't recommend it in hindsight, though.
Hindsight,
because she could have gone, you know what? You're right.
You're right. All right. That's enough about me. Hey, good luck, Cynthia. If it's this weekend, please, we want to check in with you on Monday, see how it all works.
Also, tell us where you're going. I want to go.
Yeah, I want to go. Sounds great. I need a $60 steak, and then we'll decide. All right. So there you go. That is group therapy.